For the past 40 days, we have had nothing but invitations given to us. And I'm sure that you have noticed this through the readings that we have had at Mass each Sunday. So, of course, if you'd like, I could go back and, you know, give the gospel for the past 40 days. Then we would be here until next year. But today is another one of those invitations. And the invitation came to us from our responsorial psalm. The responsorial psalm exhorts us to lift up our heads so that the King of glory may come in. And naturally, we ask the question, who is this King of glory? And the answer is given to us again in the psalm, he is the Lord. So in other words, prepare yourselves to receive the Lord, because the Lord is coming. And in the very same way that Jesus was presented into the temple on this day, so it is that he wants to be presented in each one of us. Because St. Paul reminds us that we are temples of the Holy Spirit. So it is to these temples that we are, it is to these temples that Jesus presents himself today. And therefore, as he presents himself, what are we saying to him? What are we saying? Are we telling him that he is welcome? Are we telling him that we have room in our temples for him? And so symbolically, with what we did at the beginning of this Mass, I hope that it won't just become a symbol, but it will be a reality, because we were invited to carry candles, to hold these lighted candles, to say that we are no longer in the dark. We're now in the light. And because we have the light shed on all the dark parts of our lives, we have made room for him to come. As I sat or stood up here and I saw all these candles that you were carrying, and I saw all of those lights, I was saying to myself, come, Lord Jesus, come. We have prepared a place for you here at Mary, Queen of the Universe. But it isn't the building that has prepared that place, but it is the people with their lights. Because Jesus himself would say, let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. And so as Jesus was presented in the temple, there was the old man Simeon. And what did Simeon do? Simeon took this child. He embraced him. He held him in his arms. And Simeon was saying, I have a place for you, Lord. I have a place for you, not just in my arms, but in my heart. For this reason, he uttered his prayer, Lord, now you can let your servant go in peace, because my eyes have seen. My eyes have seen, and I have welcomed this child, the glory of Israel. I have seen that. And the old woman, Anna, she came into the temple just at that time. She had been waiting, waiting to see, waiting to receive. And when she came in, she just would see that child and she knew, this is the one. This is the one. And Simeon, of course, spoke about who this one was. This is a child, he says, who is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel. So we come then and we want to receive him. We want to receive that child. Because if we receive him, then we indeed will rise with him. But if we reject him, then clearly we'll be among those who experience the falling. So not rising, but falling. But God wants us to rise. That's why Jesus has come. And therefore, we will know if we have truly received him when we feel that having come to experience Jesus, there's nothing else that we need to live for. We can just go now. We have it all. We can go. And we'll also be like Anna, because he will be the only reason that we have to talk about. And we'll spend our time talking about him wherever we go. Because Anna, they couldn't shut her up anymore. Because she kept talking about this child to every person with whom she came in contact. So if we find ourselves afraid of speaking about him, then we know that we have not yet received him. So I ask you, have you received him? Have you received him? And my second question is, will you speak about him? Will you speak about him to persons with whom you come in contact? Will you let them know what you have experienced? Not in terms of beating them over the head, but just sharing the joy that you have. Because if you have received him, you'll have great joy. And joy is something that can be shared. And usually is shared. So Jesus is presenting himself to you today. And I hope and pray that you'll say, Lord Jesus, come into my arms. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Lord Jesus, come into my home. And as a sign of you accepting that today, I ask you to light a candle in your house this evening. Gather your family around that candle and pray together the song of Simeon that we heard in the gospel, known as the Nunc Dimittis. That song. Now, Lord, let your servant go in peace. Pray that with your family this evening around a candle. And then you'll know for sure that it is your intention to receive the Lord Jesus in your heart and in your hope.